Try and find some winners from track work this morning. Of course, we've got Warren Huntley, who was out at Flemington, and Rob Nicholson at Caulfield. Warren, how was your morning at Flemington?
Yeah, very good, thanks, Nard. So there's a little bit of a, I'm not used to peak hour traffic, but there was a road closure on the way out. I think it took me, I could have got to a Chuka, I think, in the time it took me to get home from track work.
Oh, no.
Nice place, at Chuka, but I'd prefer to be home.
Yeah, exactly. I totally understand. Well, yes, I'm sure a lot of people got caught in traffic this morning, if that's the case. Let's talk about a couple of highlights. First of all, jump outs last Friday. Well, probably one of the most impressive horses to come out of the session was Poetic Dream. Looked sensational.
He did. He had the blinkers on, and look, he ran good time. Relative to the morning, there was a couple of quicker heats, if you're going by the digital times on the YouTube, which is done by the digital frame. So that's not a bad way to test them. And the last horse we saw jump out probably as dominantly with the blinkers on was Vega Magic, that came out and won the Bletchingley Stakes. And look, we know Poetic Dream's a talented horse. He's a group winner in Europe, and he's here now, and he's had that one start where he was really heavily backed off the back of some good jump outs and looks to have virtually acclimatised a bit better. So, look, I'm not sure how they map out a path for him, whether he kicks off in a race like the Ori Star or something. But, look, he looks in really good order, and he was one of a handful of highlights from the jump outs last Friday.
Yeah, they've always had a bit of a rap on him. He's only had the one Australian start, and he started a short price favourite, didn't he?
He did, there'd been some good work leading into that, which probably put him up at that quote. And maybe now, as we know with the imported gallopers, sometimes they take a little bit of time to acclimatise that a little bit better, and there might be something in the fact that he went for a break immediately after that run.
Exactly. Also, a couple of others who went well at the jump out, Ennis Hill for Hayes and Dabenig, and also Setsuna for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott.
Horses that we know have got good talent. Ennis Hill's in the nominations for Moonee Valley for the Saturday meeting this weekend and jumped out really nicely with Setsuna. Setsuna looked to have plenty up her sleeve, but we've seen her go to Moonee Valley and win. She's a multiple stakes winner, and these two rising three-year-olds look to be coming to hand well. So I'd give big ticks for the upcoming preparation to both Ennis Hill and Setsuna.
Okay, so that was a pretty strong trial there. Also, a couple of others jumped out well. Thrillster and Sanglier.
Almost a carbon copy, I thought. They virtually crossed the line together, as did Ennis Hill and Setsuna, and ran almost identical time for their heats. So they both looked to work really nicely to me, and Thrillster's got the score on the board, so to speak, with those couple of victories and only been beaten once, and Sanglier looks to be coming to hand well for James Cummings. So another just couple of two rising three-year-olds that I'll give really good ticks to, and just keep an eye on where they do pop up. They may well have another jump out and be a bit more forward when they head to the races, but looking ahead towards the spring, I think they're horses that we can keep an eye on where they head.
And Nigel Blackiston also had Fastbrook.
His stable's flying at the moment, Nard. And I think a lot of training horses, he's finding out the preparation that suits the individual horse, and Nigel gave Fastbrook a nice jump out going back a few weeks now, leading into a next start victory, and in a good jump out behind Amavasio and others last Friday similarly, and she made some ground out wider on the track and heads to sail tomorrow. She's got a wider barrier draw there, but just worth noting that following the pattern of what worked for Fastbrook last start, Nigel stuck to that plan with the jump out last Friday, and she heads to what looks like a suitable race at Sale tomorrow, and is in similar order, if not even further improved from her last start victory.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few that worked this morning. Starting off with a pair of Godolphins in Morton's Fork and Sergeant.
Yeah, they went round separately, but at this stage we're still using the steeplegrass track later in the morning. The gallop started about 7:30, and they're in the clockwise direction, and Morton's Fork was one of the later gallops, and he worked really strongly over 1,400 metres. They run good time on that steeplegrass track, and when they're running the clockwise direction, we're talking about it with Reggie Fleming this morning, there's probably quite a long run down that back straight, so they get quite an opportunity to build momentum, maybe even a longer straight than when they run in the normal direction, and for that reason, they might even be able to build a bit more speed. But both worked really nicely separately and over different distances, but Sargent was very dominant winning, and he's I think second start, last start, and he looks to have come through that race really well. And Morton's Fork's likely to just step up that little bit in distance, maybe, but he's coming through some good form races, the winner championships, etc. And look, he might have a win in him sometime soon. His work this morning was really sharp, and Sargent was really good the last little bit of his hit out.
Okay, also a couple for Mike Maroney. They work well together?
They did, and probably similarly, Rhythm Despair's been running through some stronger races and sometimes without much luck, and he generally wins a race each preparation, and he paired up with Diva Perron, who's a filly who showed good improvement last start, stepping up in distance, and might be hard to beat in the maiden sometime soon. But I think Rhythm Despair could run really well and head to Moonee Valley on Saturday and be hard and fit and probably appreciate the fact that it's not the strongest of meetings. It's a bit of a transition meeting and getting into some better stakes races probably in the weeks ahead, and he might be ready to pick up his race this preparation.
Okay, so that's a look for those two for Mike. And Matty Ellerton and Simon Zara had See Me Flying and Nasdaq's work quite swiftly this morning.
And they might be of interest to you on Saturday, Nance, because they may well both head to Adelaide, and mm-hmm. It was just a short, sharp dash up, but a really nice last 400 metres in effectively only a 600 metre sprint, but they dashed nicely together and they do build momentum up nicely on the steeple grass in that reverse direction, as I've mentioned. But I thought they both worked nicely and looked nice and bright and fresh if they head to Adelaide on Saturday.
Okay, who do you think are some of the main horses we can follow and try and make some money out of?
I thought Morton's Fork and Sargent from the Godolphin operation, Rhythm Despair from the Maroney stable, looking at Moonee Valley on Saturday. I think Diva Perrin from the Maroney stable could be hard to beat in a maiden sometime soon, and I'll certainly be keeping an eye on how the race is set up to See Me Fly and Nasdaq's in Adelaide on Saturday.
Okay, Warren, thanks for that. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Nance.